VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Saudi Arabia is preparing to admit that the missing journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed. The stories from two American news organizations quote sources who say Khashoggi's death was an interrogation that went wrong. CNN reports that those behind the operation may have intended to kidnap Khashoggi, from the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, and take him back to Saudi Arabia for questioning. The stories say the Saudi report is expected to say that the operation instead led to Khashoggi's death. It was carried out without official clearance, and that those behind his death will be held responsible. The Al-Nasib border crossing between Jordan and Syria reopened Monday after a three-year-long closure. The crossing is important for overland trade in the region, including for Syria's neighbor Lebanon. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Economic observers said the border passage generated nearly $600 million in trade yearly before war in Syria began in 2011. More than 7,000 trucks were estimated to have crossed between the two countries daily. Arab media also reported UN peacekeepers officially took control of the Quneitra crossing between Israel and Syria. Syria's main border crossing with Iraq at Al-Bukamel remains in the hands of U.S.-backed Kurdish forces and is closed due to fears of Iran using it to smuggle weapons into the region.
U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions on Monday designated five groups as top transnational organized crime threats, targeting them for stepped-up prosecutions by the Justice Department using tax laws, firearms laws, and other means to prosecute the groups. This is VOA News. Facebook on Monday told the Reuters news agency that it will ban false information about voting requirements and will fact-check fake reports of violence or long lines at polling stations ahead of next month's U.S. midterm elections. Facebook has stopped short of banning all false or misleading posts, which would both increase its expenses and leave it open to charges of censorship. Zimbabwe's government says the country is emerging from a recent economic meltdown during which shops ran out of goods and drivers spent long hours in lines at gas stations. But economists say the crisis is not over. They say people have no confidence in the currency or in the government of President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Correspondent Columbus Mavunga reports for VOA from Harare.
For a decade, the country has been without an official currency and relied on US dollars, the British pound, and South African rand to conduct transactions. In the past 3 years, however, all three currencies have been hard to find, paralyzing the economy. The introduction of bond notes, a currency Zimbabwe started printing 2 years ago to ease the situation, has not helped. The bond notes were supposed to trade at par with the US dollar, but on the black market, a dollar is now equal to close to three bond notes.
A new study finds that global warming may lead to higher beer prices. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
You can now add beer to the list of life's indulgences made scarcer and more expensive because of human-caused global warming. A study in the journal Nature Plants finds the likelihood of weather conditions that hurt barley production, such as extreme heat waves and drought, will increase from about once a decade to once every 2 years by the end of the century. That could reduce global barley production by as much as 17%, which in turn would double beer prices. Previous studies have detailed how chocolate, coffee, and wine would be similarly affected.
A migrant caravan that began in northern Honduras in Central America has now grown from 1,000 people to about 1,700. The organizer of the march says the marchers are fleeing poverty and violence back home. 64% of the households in Honduras live in poverty, and the place they left, San Pedro Sula, has one of the world's highest murder rates. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.